Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, Marks and Reese, we are back. Top 5 at 5 coming up here in a few minutes. Doug Peterson.
Please don't put words in my mouth or we're going to have a problem.
Coach!
He already interviewed in Jacksonville. Chicago, Minnesota, and Denver now are other places where he interviews, where he's going to interview. So fingers crossed for Doug. Mm-hmm. Could have a couple of Doug revenge games next year if he gets the Bears jobs or the Vikings job.
I like Minnesota.
Yeah?
Yeah, I like Minnesota. Gets Justin Jefferson, gets Adam Thielen.
Finally gets Justin Jefferson.
Dalvin Cook.
Jefferson will see him and laugh and go, ha!
You guys could have had me in Philly.
Meanwhile, Howie outlasted Rick Spielman.
Yeah, he did. How about that? Yeah. See, I liked Jacksonville when it was the only job. Now there are other jobs available.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't really want him in Jacksonville.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, and then steer clear from that.
I know it's just going to be hard to succeed down there.
Well, listen, and I know Trevor Lawrence is a great prospect and everything else. He hasn't shown me anything to believe that that's the guy you absolutely need to. Right? Is he a selling point for a coach? Not with the rest of the organization the way that it is.
And who's the GM? They kept the same guy in there,
Trent
right?
Baalke, yeah. They showed up in clown suits on Sunday at the game.
Who did?
Fans.
Respect.
They had advertisers pulling ads from game day because so many fans were going to be showing up in the clown suits.
Wow. Yeah, that's not where you want to go, Doug.
No,
yeah.
I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
Who's succeeding there?
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want to go there.
Could you imagine, though, like us as Eagles fans doing the same thing if we ever got like that scenario? Like wearing clown suits to a game? I mean, that's an all-time Philly move.
Yeah.
I think we could execute it.
Too many times I've been pitched on all the fans just need the third quarter to stand up and leave. We'll show them. And it's like, all right, you guys can stage a walkout. Yeah, go ahead. Don't show up. Like, that's not – the Giants fans did that on Sunday. They just didn't show up.
Oh, right.
So many people not there.
Yeah, I like the Minnesota.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Chicago, they need to hire a GM too, and that's a bad franchise. I like Justin Fields, but, like, they can't. You know, and, by the way, Matt Nagy, considering he made the playoffs two times in the last couple of years, they didn't do anything.
Nope.
But, like, they did make the playoffs. So, anyway, yeah, I mean, Minnesota, I think, is the best job.
Another example of making the playoffs not really meaning anything.
Right. Yeah, good point. Yeah, like, last year they were 8-8. What'd that do for them? Nagy got fired.
Well, Trubisky started for him in the playoffs, and they let him walk.
They said, see
ya. Did they trade him or let him walk?
Let him walk. Yeah.
So they didn't even pick up his fifth year.
No.
Wow.
Or was that his?
Yeah, that would no. This would be his fifth year this year.
Yep. Because same year as Deshaun Watson. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. You're right.
And Pat Mahomes.
And Pat.
Yeah.
So Denver would be a good job if you knew who the quarterback was.
I like Denver too. Yeah.
But who's your quarterback?
Right.
Aaron Rodgers.
And that's the thing. Hackett, the offensive coordinator of but he's also going to decide. Like you would think that. They can't wait for the coach, but they can also try to sell Aaron Rodgers on coming to Denver. If they hire the offensive coordinator of the Packers, who Rodgers likes, Nathaniel Hackett.
Okay. Oh, wow. Yeah.
I mean,
I talked about Green Bay groveling to beg Aaron Rodgers to come back, and they still should do that.
Of course.
But you know he's going to tell him, kick rocks, I'm out. You had your chance.
I feel like
he seems like the type of guy that will just leave.
Aaron Rodgers, to your point, comes off as being the type of guy that's whenever something happened like a year and a half, when they drafted Jordan Love, he said,
I'm leaving
the second I can leave, and he doesn't turn back from that kind of crap.
Yep. Because his demeanor hasn't changed.
No.
Like, he still seems like he's just playing football for the Packers this year.
Yeah.
Like, I don't hear anything about retiring as a Packer, finishing my career. He'll roll out and tell you, well, they planned on moving on from me, so after this year, I don't know where I'll be at. Like, what? You're about to be back-to-back MVP.
Yeah, but he did see Favre do it. I mean, like.
Oh, I think he's holding a grudge because Favre wanted to stay.
He doesn't talk to his family.
Yeah, I think he's holding a grudge. He's a grudge holder.
He is.
He didn't let the whole drafting of Jordan Love go.
And he made the decision then, screw the Packers, I'm out, and he hasn't gotten over it.
Doesn't seem like it.
It doesn't seem like it. One other note here, tonight is Jim Gardner's last night on Action News at 11 o'clock. He's going to continue to do the 6 o'clock broadcast for the rest of the year.
Okay.
But Rick Williams has been named the anchor of the 11 p.m. newscast.
Shout out to Rick Williams.
And he's been there 25 years, Rick.
Yeah, I didn't want to say that, but yeah.
But I mean,
no,
like,
to your point, it's not like he's some young guy.
I'm so happy because he's so good. Rick is so good. He will be the next great, you know, Action News anchor. So congratulations to Rick.
That's
awesome.
Cool, yeah.
Love him a lot.
I saw Rick and Sherry doing a TikTok dance thing last month. It's pretty cool.
I interviewed.
Are we starting a show TikTok, by the way?
No.
You don't want to start one?
No, you won't even do anything with our existing social medias. We can do something else?
I was going to say, I don't even know how to do TikTok. I don't.
You're not missing much.
I don't do the dances or any of that stuff. but I interviewed Rick and Cecily Tynan 1 year before. I guess it was the Thanksgiving Day parades. They do that with Channel 6.
Uh-huh.
And he's, what a great, like, both of them are great.
Yeah.
Are great, so.
Yeah, they couldn't have picked a better person to to replace Jim.
Yeah. Congratulations to Rick Williams.
Yep.
Very well deserved.
Yep.
All right, something that isn't deserved is a guy with a segment called the Top 5 at 5.
Oh, finally.
What do you got, Jack? Not earned and not deserved.
Why?
I don't know. It's just because it makes you mad.
Yeah.
It doesn't make me mad. It'd be the show's loss if I stopped doing it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it would be. All right, so let's get to the Top 5 at 5. The top five meanest things I've ever done to my coworkers after something that happened last night.
What happened last night?
You'll figure it out. Maybe number one on this list. Number five is back at the old place at 400 Market Street. We lived in Old City, or we worked in Old City. And I was out somewhere getting dinner, and for some reason I was walking back, and I saw Giglio across the street. Now, this was at the height of his anti-Wentz thing, when the city was still behind Carson. So he was trying to lead the charge to change the narrative that Wentz wasn't that good. And I saw a guy walking by him with a Wentz jersey on. So I screamed out in Jack and Delco voice, "Yay, don't you hate Carson?" And this guy turned around. He says, "Is that Giglio?" And he went right up to him and started arguing about Carson.
Classic move. I love
it. Nailed it.
Is that Giglio?
That's good. Awesome. That's good name recognition. You know, it's the anti-Carson guy.
Yep.
The fourth meanest thing I've done to coworkers here at WIP is the infamous taking of John Ritchie's sandwich and not telling him about it until about 6 months later when I knew he had calmed down.
I witnessed that one.
All right, so this was early in the pandemic when the station was buying lunch for all the staffers that were coming in.
Missed those days.
Yeah, and real early in the pandemic.
It was, yeah. Because I was at home for 6 weeks, and they were already done buying lunch by the time I got back.
So yeah, they realized that we can't do this. That was back when the pandemic was only supposed to be a couple weeks.
Yeah, we'll be fine by Easter, I remember the president saying.
2 years later.
Yeah. So Jack takes John Ritchie's sandwich and eats it. Ritchie comes out looking for the sandwich.
Not looking. He was, like, scavenging. Like, he was fuming at someone to take a sandwich.
Scale 1 to 10, how pissed was he?
I thought he was joking, like one of those joke mads, but it was like actual mad. I would say a 9.
He wasn't joking
easily.
Well, but to my defense, it was the first day that they were taking personalized orders. Like, yeah. Before that, they were just ordering a bunch of food and letting
you grab what you wanted to grab.
Yeah, he was mad enough that I didn't feel comfortable telling on Jack. Like, cause normally I would have just laughed and been pointing at Jack like, yeah, he right. has it. But I thought Richie really was going to kill somebody.
You just didn't want any.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, I better not tell him Jack has it.
Well, and I was going to make a joke out of it, and yes. I saw him really mad. I was like, wasn't me.
Do you remember what kind of a sandwich it was?
It was a turkey hoagie, which is my favorite hoagie. So, you know, I was like, oh, I'll take that.
So did he get your sandwich or did he not get
no,
anything
No, he didn't eat
all?
Anything.
He didn't get any sandwich.
Yeah.
So where was your sandwich?
We weren't there for the ordering.
Yes. Oh.
Right. So They took the midday show's order.
And not
ours.
So they didn't get your order, and Jack didn't realize it and ate John's sandwich.
And to his point, it was the first day they were taking personal orders.
Right.
Because usually they had ordered it, and you just come in
yeah,
and
sure.
get whatever. And then, yeah, John, he's like.
I felt like a linebacker, honestly, back in the 2000s, seeing Richie in the hole.
All right, that's a good one.
Number three was in our introduction Zoom meeting with Rod, with all the shows. And John says to Rod, like, oh, I read your article from 2008. That was really good. And I did the cough suck up. And it was a mean move. But it was also kind of funny.
It wasn't, because I wasn't really sucking up to him.
Come on, dude. Sorry, you're bringing up an article from 08 about Kevin Cobb and Larry Fitzgerald.
Right. But do you really think I was trying to butter him up by talking about a Kevin Cobb article?
Oh, it just shows that you're invested in what he was doing. It was a veteran move. It was a smart move.
It showed you that I Googled his name, and that's one of the things I found. And I'm like, wow, he's writing about Kevin Cobb, and he didn't like the move.
But then you told him that.
Yeah, though. Yeah, I know.
Well, it's kind of suck it up.
Well, it's telling
smart.
Him, like, listen, I'm paying attention. I'm researching you, pal.
That's right.
And I was.
The second meanest thing I've done to coworkers here at WIP was saving this piece of audio from one of our favorites.
Sixers hosting the Nuggets debut for Tobias Harris and Boban Marjanovic as well.
His face gets so red. Like now when he's on for Giglio, I'll play it before he gets on just to mess with him.
One more time.
And that, of course, is Tommy Kelly.
Yeah. Upper Moreland
middle linebacker alumni.
Come on, man. No more.
So you never had to do updates, Jack.
No, I would have been bad at updates, that's for sure.
Early in my career, I did updates, and not every update was great. Or not every update was as prepared as I probably should have been. Right, like, and this update brought to you by, I don't know who it's brought to you by.
Come on, man, no more.
All right, so what's number one?
Number one is what happened last night. I'm walking out, I see David Field, our big CEO. Oh,
boy, you better tread lightly.
And I was like, oh, how do you feel about the Eagles? You know, we start talking about the team, and we were walking out together, walk to the elevator. Mm-hmm. And I'm, you know, chopping it up. And Giglio walks. We opened up the elevator door, and Giglio's in there with his glasses all fogged up, and looking like a total nerd, like should be stuffed in a locker. And he gets out, and I don't say anything to him, but he just says like, "Hey, what's up, guys?" and keeps moving. Yeah. But I thought it was like kind of a weird interaction, so I called him, and I was like, "Hey, man, what's up?" He's like, "Oh, what's up?" He's like, "I just saw you," and he's like, "I didn't see you guys." I didn't pick Giglio up and tell him that David Field was there getting into the elevator, and I let Giglio sink right in front of David Field without picking him up.
Yeah. Yeah. You could have got him fired, man. I mean.
Well, it just didn't make him look good. He's looking all confused getting off the elevator, glasses all fogged up.
Well, first of all, when the boss, when you walk past the boss or whatever, it's best you acknowledge him.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, I could have said, like, hey, Joe, and then he would recognize it was me. He would have cleared his glasses off, would have recognized it was David Field, said, oh, bleep, that's David Field. I should probably be looking
probably
confident.
Probably say hello or something.
But instead,
looking confident.
But instead, I just left him dying on the vine.
But unless you let him die, and then you said the next day on the radio that he looked like he should have been stuffed in a locker.
Yeah.
You're right. This is number one on the list.
I felt really bad.
Should have been stuffed in a locker.
The number one meanest thing I've done to a coworker is letting Jilly go.
That is mean.
That's a good list, too. You've done some mean things to some guys, man.
What else were you considering, Jack?
When I made Spike Eskin one of my five softest people and he left within a month.
That's true. He quit.
He literally ran away. One time I texted Seltzer because he doesn't know how to do Phillies games, which is ridiculous. He's been here for long enough. And I texted him like, hey, there's a bunch of traffic. You can take down the Phillies game, right? And then I walked in, but he was like panicking.
Okay.
No, you thought you were late.
Yeah. I'm a good coworker, but I felt bad for Jilio last night.
All right, well, there you have it.
There you go.
Jack Fritz's top five at five. Where he said,
appreciate you leaving me off this list.
Well, I was going to say every time I bring up you ruining 8-year-old Jack's life or playing the really going after Brady. Ike Reese now.
Yeah, exactly.
There's too many mean things I've done to you that it was hard to put in one list.
Yeah, it was good to just to keep it off. That's
Thank
true.
You. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Guided Door and Window, take advantage of their big winter sale through the month of January. 40% off all windows and doors. Call them today, 877-GO-GUIDA, or visit GOGUIDA.com.
One more time.
I feel like it needs to be longer, though. Does he recover after that? Is that why you cut it off?
Semi. Hold on, let me see if I can. Okay, yeah, here's the full thing.
All right.
Sixers hosting the Nuggets debut for Tobias Harris and Boban Marjanovic, as well as a couple other.
Come on, man.
Did you hear that, or did someone give you a heads up?
Oh, I was producing, yeah. Okay. I cut it immediately.
So this was nighttime.
Well, because I put a lot of pressure on Tom back in the day, because before I had the L drop, I would hit something. And it would mess him up doing his updates.
Yeah.
So he would always get flustered. And that night he got.
It's nice to see you.
Really flustered. Yeah,
trying to screw up the.
Well, there's another time I called him as Jack and Delco and started ripping him for ripping Buddy Ryan. There's also another time with Tom. We argued if it was a must win or a can't lose. And that went on for 10 minutes.
But was he in on the.
No, he was dead serious.
He really didn't know.
Also, there's one time that I was talking to Trey. We had before Trey was doing us, he did nights for a little bit.
Yeah.
And I asked him if the Super Bowl is a must win or a can't lose. And he gave a really serious answer. I felt bad.
Well, Jack, this is the biggest game the Eagles have played Tom Brady in the history of the franchise.
Yeah, I agree.
And against Tampa, the biggest game.
Listen, a lot of implications
in playoff history.
Yep.
Coming up this weekend. So there you go. Let's go. This isn't OG Wade. It's OG.
Oh, okay.
OG in Warrington. OG, go ahead. How are you?
Oh, my God. I can't believe you guys get paid to do this. You are like, it's like, you have the greatest job in the history of the world. I mean, it's like, it really is like, it's enlightening. I mean, I've been like a little over an hour, like, and you guys like back and forth. It's like, I got a smile on my face, dead on. All right. Let me get back one point.
Oh, thank you, OG.
Yeah, thanks.
No, it's straight dope, man. It's like, Ike Reese, I followed your career when you played ball, but let me try to get myself.
And we are, and OG, you're right. We are blessed to have this job, and we're lucky and we know it.
John Marks, I got to tell you, man. It's like, you know, when you guys start laughing back and forth, you know, when you're on the receiving end of it here, it's like the time doesn't even matter because it's like, you know, you just appreciate. The fact that you guys have knowledge about the sports game, but it's like you make it real. But let me try to bring some relevance and some sanity to what the hell is going on.
Please.
All right, coming up Sunday, I think the defense is a bigger deal than the offense. I totally expect us to like try to smash the ball down your throat, running the ball. But my big thing is this. In doing that, and follow me if you will, mm-hmm. I want John, you know, Gannon to bring something totally unexpected to Brady along the lines of the Buddy Ryan 46 defense. I want to see seven or eight guys up near the line of scrimmage, and they can drop out. But it's like I want Brady's eyes to get real big, like, because for all this, you know, tape study that he does, I want him to see something he's never seen before. I just want to knock him on his butt in the first quarter and change the dynamic. What do you think?
Great call, OG. Do you expect an exotic defense
No. And only because that's not what they've done all year.
Right.
The last thing you want to do is go out there and have confusion. You know, you almost want to simplify things so guys can play faster, right? So they don't have to think as much. You're not going to confuse Tom Brady. But if you can get him to possibly hold the ball for 1 second longer or what have you, I think that gives you a chance to get to him in the pocket. I mean, there's only so many coverages you can run. He's seen every coverage.
Yep.
There's only so many things you can do out there. What you want to do for him is to get more guys in the passing lanes. So if he has to sit back there and hold that ball, he's waiting for somebody to get open. And hopefully by then you get a Fletcher in his lap. You get Josh Sweat, Javon Hargrave. You get somebody there. That's really what the Giants did to him years ago. Right? I can't use the Eagles game plan, what they did in Super Bowl 52, because the guy threw for 600 yards. So nothing we did in that game worked until Brandon got that sack. But if you look at some of his other games, that's usually how he's affected. It's usually because that D-line.
The front four gets.
Yes, is whooping up on that O-line. That's usually what happens.
And if I looked at that Saints game where they got shut out.
Oh, Weston McCollum had what's the 94 for the Saints?
Hayward?
Not Hayward. Cam Jordan.
Cam Jordan, that's who I was thinking.
He was killing them.
Yeah.
And then you got Marshon Lattimore, who for whatever reason matches up well against Mike Evans. Is that the game where Godwin got injured? I think it is.
Is that right?
What game was that?
I know AB was banged up a little bit.
Yeah, I think AB was out, suspended.
AB was banged up and then suspended. AB missed a lot of
that
time.
The middle portion of the season. I think that was the game Godwin got injured in.
Let me see. Godwin definitely played in that game. Let me see if he was in there the next week.
Because that's why Brady went over there and said something to the Saints defense, remember? Because they hit him low.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, that was.
They hit Godwin low.
That was it.
That's where he got the injury.
Right. Yeah.
That's when the Saints player got in his face.
Right, right.
And Brady was not ready for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he threw it 48 times in that game against the Saints, but.
Zero points.
0 points. And
that's almost unheard of.
And he's spiking the iPad, which everybody loved to see him. Yeah. Loved to see him, the Tom Brady
tirade.
Yeah, it's great.
Meanwhile, Jalen Hurts owns the Saints. So really, who has a quarterback advantage here?
Whoa, there we go.
Uh-oh.
See, that's the type of stuff I need to hear.
2-0 versus the Saints. 0-2, Tom Brady in the last year.
Listen, if we can get the Saints defense up here, we'll be fine.
You don't think JG is going to be studying that game plan and trying to implement it?
That Dennis Allen?
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, that may have been the game. Was that the game that Sean Payton had COVID?
Yes, it is. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Probably got Dennis Allen another head coaching job.
Well, I got him.
At least an interview, right?
Maybe.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese. 215-592-9494. Tom Brady, 26 of 48, with a pick. He was sacked 4 times.
Yeah.
In that game.
Yeah. I like it. Okay.
They frustrated him all day long. Problem is that Saints have a good defense.
Yeah, we don't have Cam Jordan or DeMario Davis.
No.
We do have Alex Singleton.
We do.
He's a bum.
How about this? You have Fletcher Cox, who can't do it on an every game basis, but he needs to show up for big games like this.
We've seen it from him. I agree. We need you this week, big dog.
Yep. 215-592-9494. It's also the anniversary of one of the iconic Eagles games that Ike participated in. We have audio.
Ooh, boy.
For you next. The text line, your phone calls. We have another LTBB chapter leader that's checking in on the other side.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast. Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All of that is next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
Breaking news.
Well, we are back, Marks and Reese, and some sad news, at least for anybody that's not a New York Giant fan. Joe Judge has been fired, and is that per the information robots?
Yep, rap sheet.
Rap sheet had it, okay. Joe Judge has been fired. I'm not surprised after there was a report that came out that said that his job wasn't safe, and when Jay Glazer reports that there's a lot of internal strife and there's a lot of unhappy players in the locker room. I mean, I don't know how you would keep him. Forget about the record for a second, but he was embarrassing. That whole 11-minute thing where you're throwing ex-Giants coaches under the bus, you're attacking Ron Rivera and the Washington football team, you're telling everybody, you're bullying everybody, saying, no, I am doing a good job. Don't tell me I'm not doing a good job. I can see the progress we're making. And then maybe the final nail in the coffin was running a quarterback sneak on second and third down on Sunday.
You know what I think it was? I think it was the heat from the city.
Agreed.
I mean, why else would you be thinking about keeping Joe Judge? You had to be talked out of it basically by your fan base mocking you. We're seeing all these other coaches being fired around here. What reason are you keeping Joe Judge?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what
Brian,
reason are
Brian
you?
Flores gets fired. Joe Judge gets retained.
Yeah,
like,
what are we doing?
I agree with you. I think like they met with him. Maybe they didn't like what they heard when they met with him, and then they listened and they looked around. And they said, "Do we really want to go in the next season with this guy and go through like this is?"
And not only that, miss out on the opportunity to get one of these coaches.
Right, yeah.
I mean, maybe somebody – they may say Brian Flores is who they want.
Yeah.
Right? Yep. Like, but, yeah, we were almost
– almost.
Yeah. We wish they would have kept Joe Judge.
Almost.
Now he's out.
Now he's out. Man, good times with
Should we listen to the little speech one more time?
Man, he gave so many of them. I mean, from last year when he's ranting about us and how they'll never play football that way. To
disrespect the effort that everyone put forward to make this season a success for the National Football League.
Right.
To disrespect the game by going out there and not competing for 60 minutes and doing everything you can to help those players.
Two quarterback sneaks in a row.
We will never do that as long as I'm the head coach of the New York Giants.
Yo, Giants fans that loved Joe Judge that day, how you doing now?
Yeah. No. No.
There's a major high school program that's out there that would love to have a Joe Judge come in and he would probably be a very good coach. He would. So there you go. Joe Judge fired, according to the rap sheet.
Yeah.
Man. All right, let's check in with the Jacksonville chapter of the LTBB, and this segment is brought to you by iParkit. Brahim in Jacksonville. Brahim, go ahead.
What's up, bro?
What's up, fellas? What's going on?
Oh, man.
Hey.
Yo.
First of all, I just got to say, Jack Fritzy Fritz, that top 5-5 was greatness, dude. You had me dying. I loved it, man. That's my man right there, Jack Fritzy Fritz.
It's a shame because it's the last top 5-5 that he's doing. After he said the show would suffer if we didn't have top 5-5. Like we couldn't come up with a list of five every day.
Dope.
Like,
come on, yo, man. That joint was great. I can't even cry. I love that, man. I was dying. But yo,
it was a good
okay.
one today. It was.
It was. It was a good one today. Hey, but Ike.
Yes.
So let me tell you, as the head of the Jacksonville LTBB, and trust me, bro, I was the only boy down here that was in the LTBB. Okay. Mm-hmm. So this is all I want to say. At the end of the day.
Yes.
Carson helped us win our only Super Bowl that we have. I don't care what nobody say. I will always root for Carson. I will always believe in Carson. And I will always root for him as long as he's not playing the Eagles. All right?
It's pretty simple.
So that's it, man. And I just want to say, Philly, let that hate out your heart. It's not healthy, man. Like, y'all will live longer. You'll be more happy people. Like, I've been down here in the sun for 17 years now, yo, and all that meanness kind of left out of me. You know what I'm saying? And up there, it's cold.
Yeah.
It's gray all the time. I'm telling you, your attitude changes when you leave for a little bit and you get in the sun. All right? So just let that hate out your heart, y'all, man. Carson never said nothing disparaging about the city. He never said nothing disparaging about the fans. His problem was with the front office. All that boy did was read the room. That's it. You know what I mean? But look, with that being said, right, fellas, Jalen, as somebody that was annoyed that he was even on the team, I didn't like his game in college. I was annoyed because I knew he was going to start a quarterback controversy. I know how our city works. That being said, that last Washington game, Jalen won me over. I believe in him. I believe in Nick Sirianni. And I think that we have a puncher's chance in this game on Sunday. What I need to see from Jalen is him keeping his eyes down the field, going to his checkdowns the way he's doing, and running when he needs to run and not at the first sign of trouble. So I think we may be all right, y'all.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I think if we run the ball effectively, if we control that clock, we will be all right, and we won't. At least we won't get blown out. You feel me?
Yeah.
Moral victory Monday would be, Brahim. Thank you.
I will say this, and Jalen has gotten better at not just leaving the pocket after one read. I mean, he's certainly got much better at that. He's a much better passer as far as, I think, being confident throwing the football.
Yeah.
I think the little respite from not having the passing game be the driving force of the offense took some of the pressure off of him. It took some of that pressure off of him. And so I do believe that helped him out. But it doesn't mean that all of a sudden you're ready to be in a shootout and win a shootout.
With Tom, yeah.
Yeah.
No, agreed.
Yeah.
But it is for me it's a matter of, because this is what we've seen with Hurts, is that – if they're not scoring early, that's when he's starting to try to do too much, and that's where you could see him. You know, because listen, earlier in the season when they were putting up yards and points late, a lot of that was him, you know, leaving the pocket and running, and he was getting 15, 20 yards a chunk.
Yeah.
So today's the anniversary, 2003, Jack. So we're almost 20 years.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
To an iconic game, 4th and 26.
20 years, wow.
Yep. 4th and 26.
They're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
January 11th, 2003. We know how it ended. Mm-hmm. Jack, did they win that game?
Believe it or not, they did.
They did win.
One of the worst interceptions I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah. Easily. Especially in a postseason interception. It was a terrible throw.
But not the worst of Brett Favre's career.
No, he had a lot of those.
A lot of those.
I will tell you this. Other than it being 4th and 26, and we know the McNabb to Freddie Mitchell play, that's sort of the iconic play there. The other one is Dalt catching the interception off of Brett Favre. What's underplayed in that game is how well Donovan played in that game, rushing and throwing the ball. I think he ran for over 100 yards in that game.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. It was close to 100 yards.
I'm going to have to Google it right now. 17-14 was the final score.
That was the final score?
Right? No. That was the regular season game. I don't know why it's so difficult to get a box.
20-17.
We were actually down 14-0 in that game.
Hmm. Yeah, really?
Yeah, we got down 14-0.
Yeah, Donovan ran 11 times for 107 yards.
Yeah.
21 of 39 for 248 and 2 touchdowns.
Yeah.
We need Jalen Hurts to have this kind of stat line on Sunday. I mean, seriously.
I mean.
Wouldn't hurt.
Yeah. And he made some he made some plays with his legs where he extended the plays. I forget the defensive end from Green Bay. Kabir Baha.
KGB.
Yeah, KGB.
Right.
Where he escaped him in a couple of sacks, some miraculous plays. And I remember he hit Pinkston in the corner of the end zone late in that game for a touchdown. We won in overtime, right? Yeah, we won that in overtime.
Yep.
Yeah, we won that in overtime. Akers with the field goal.
Yeah. Akers with the field goal from 31 yards out. Good. Mm-hmm. Do we have, Jack, do we have the 4th and 26?
I did have a sack in that game on Brett Favre, though. I did.
He got him in the end.
I did.
I think that's where this came from.
Thank goodness for Ike Reese.
It's either that game or the Vikings game. You had to pick off Culpepper.
I think that was from the Vikings game.
Yes, it was.
Well, it's a very versatile drop.
Yeah.
I mean every day, you know.
Yeah, Ike Reese with
I had to play for Carlos Simmons, who got injured in our last game of the season, I believe.
Yeah, the Packers noticed, too.
A sack? a tackle for a loss?
How many yards did Najee Davenport have that day?
It wasn't all on me.
Najee Davenport was Amon Green was 25 for 156.
They're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
Yeah, Najee
Davenport.
They might
have rushed about 200 apiece. I mean, 200 total, though.
And then that scrub head coach they had didn't go for it on 4th and 2 or whatever.
Yeah, Mike Sherman.
It was 4th and 1. It wasn't 4th. Yeah, it was like 4th and 1.
And I remember you saying, like, we wouldn't have stopped that.
No way we would have stopped it. Hadn't stopped them all day. There's no way we would have stopped them.
All right, play it, Jack.
Here it is. It's 4th and 26. McNabb is back. He's looking. He is firing, and it is caught by Freddie Mitchell. Short of a first. I don't know. Did he get it? Does he have a first down? He does. He does have a first down. He's across midfield, and he's into Packer territory at the 46.
There you go.
Man. Yeah, that was a game. That was a game right there.
And then going, and that was the loss to the Panthers.
Yeah.
You say it all the time. You guys were really leaking oil at that point.
Yeah.
You were lucky to win that game.
We were lucky to win that Green Bay game. Well, we lost B. West the week before.
And when you don't
who was our best offensive player.
Yeah, because now you have Deuce was still.
Yeah, so all we had was Deuce.
So you had Deuce, and then you had the Pinkston receivers, and Thrash and Chad Lewis probably.
And that was the Ricky Manning Jr. game.
Yeah. Pushing them around.
Yep.
Mm.
Well, that was the game that they had to go get. We had to go get T.O.
That was the T.O. game where he's like, yep, we got to get him.
Yep.
And it worked out for him. All right, before we get to the text line and finish up on the phones, here's Ike Reese.
Hey, the Birds are in the playoffs, and the AAA Eagles MVP membership is in full flight. Now, AAA is hooking some lucky Eagles MVP members up and getting them geared up for the playoffs in a big way. Now, if you're not already a member, then you should be. Just go to AAA.com/Eagles and check out all of the rewards and benefits of being an Eagles MVP member. On the road and in life, AAA is all about being prepared for anything. And now they are getting some lucky MVP members prepared and geared up for the playoffs. Check it out today at AAA.com/Eagles. And remember, go Birds!
Here you go. Text line, Jack.
Text line.
Taking the points, never heard of it. Nick from the NovaCare.
I'm an expert at football.
Oh, man. What's next?
Can Howie give Denver a call as a reference for JG before Brady picks apart the D? Then we can try to hire Brian Flores as DC. Tom from Vancouver.
Hey, Jonathan.
Yeah, I think Jonathan Gannon's going to be
this. Why did they say Vancouver like that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, Battle, what is that? Vancouver.
Is he trying to do a Canadian accent?
I think so.
Is that how the Canadians say Vancouver?
I don't think so. Well, I guess he did grow up in Buffalo, so he knows Canada.
Yeah.
You might as well have a Canadian accent. Probably better than a Buffalo accent. All right, what's next?
Final score, Birds 31, Bucks 33, with the Derek Barnett strip sack and the Duke with 5 touchdowns. Go Birds! Billy from Devon.
Oh, the Duke?
Well, the score was wrong, too. He said Birds 30. What did he say?
No, I think 41-33. I think.
Oh, he said 41.
Yeah, like the Super Bowl score.
Oh, I said he said 31.
I thought he said 31 also.
That could have been a Battle mistake, but it was written in as 41-33.
I think Battle said 31.
Let's go to the tape. To the beginning of it. Go for it.
Final score, Birds 31.
Yeah.
I told you.
Yeah. Come on, Battle.
I knew I heard the score wrong. I'm like 31-33. Okay.
Birds 31, Bucks 33.
Yeah, so they lose? So Derek Barnett gets a strip sack in a game they lost. Come on, Battle. I know that you're not coming in studio anymore, and you're probably, you know.
I haven't seen him in like 2 weeks.
Horsing off at home. Come on, man. All right, what's next?
Is Maury's phone burning up with trade offers now that they're winning to put Tobias Harris in trade packages? Mark and Monco.
Yeah. Hey, John. Hey, Mark. How you doing?
So then I saw something where Woj. Yeah, and believe me, I know that like the just like the football reporters need to put out rumor and innuendo, it helps. You know, we love this rumor and that rumor with free agency and the draft and everything else. And they do the same thing in the NBA. I know Win Horses, like they're talking about what could happen. But like Woj, I saw a tweet was saying that there's nothing going on the Ben Simmons trade front right now. Like, no movement at all with Ben Simmons in the trade.
I guess Woj got tired of them putting out tweets.
And then tomorrow it'll be all these teams are interested, so.
Woj is like, hold on, I'm the one who around here. I break news around here. You two, you know, with your podcast. Don't be around here trying to break news.
No, and I think he said something. Hold on, I'm going to pull up right here. I just was trying to find what the tweet was. He said there's no movement on a potential Ben Simmons trade and that the situation could linger until the 2022 draft.
I'm just riffing, baby.
But Tobias Harris is going to be moving right. Ben Simmons right. Just a couple hours before.
Yeah.
So make up your mind. What's next?
Andre Dillard is such a bust that no one even complains about him like J. John Rager. Tim in Marlton.
That's a fair point. I think it's because Mailata is so good, we just chosen to forget about Andre Dillard.
Right.
So it's not if we didn't have a left tackle, then Andre Dillard would be brought up more.
Right. If he had to play and he sucked.
Right.
Like part of the problem with Rager is he's out there having to play.
Yep.
J-Jaw at least doesn't play to where, and then the minute he does have to play, he's dropping touchdowns and, you know, and like.
Bad things happen.
Yeah, people react to that. Right. We weren't reacting to J-Jaw. Like, the only time that J-Jaw got a reaction to is when DK Metcalf has a great game. Then you get the reaction. Oh, can't be trapped in this. It may be worse than the safety that they
Earl Thomas. Right.
Maybe worse than that before it's all said and done. Because Brandon recovered and had a huge play in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and J-Jaw is nowhere near where Brandon Graham is as a player.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to be in the NFL.
Let's wait till the Super Bowl this year.
Yeah, right. Oh, he can't play.
Oh, you're right. The broken finger.
He's on injured reserve.
He's missing playoff games with the broken finger.
Yeah.
Yep. Poor J.J. I feel bad for him. What's next?
There won't be a revenge game if you guys keep playing those drops. Doug calling Matt Burke to be his defensive coordinator in Jupiter.
Please don't put words in my mouth or we're going to have a problem.
In Jupiter.
Pat's line.
Is that where Matt Burke, is that in Jupiter, Florida?
No, Doug's
there.
Oh, Doug's in Jupiter, Florida.
Is that where he is?
I think so.
Yeah. So Jupiter's pretty far south in the Florida map. Or is he on the planet
Jupiter?
Your guess
is good as mine. Yeah, your guess is good as mine.
Because I thought I remembered that hearing that he was in South Florida. I guess Jupiter is pretty far south. All right, I don't know, whatever. Yeah, it's just north of West Palm Beach. So, there you go. All right, Twitter question today, sponsored by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville on Route 309. If you're looking for the diamond engagement ring of her dreams, shop the best selection of diamond engagement rings in the area, marks-jewelers.com. Justin in Tennessee, what's up, feller?
What's happening, fellas? How y'all doing today?
How y'all doing?
What's up, J-Man?
Man, I just got off work, coming home, listening to you boys.
My man.
I was a hee-hawing listening to that Top 5 at 5. I sounded like that Elliott Shore Parks drop that. Hee-haw! I'm telling you, man, that was a good stuff today. I enjoyed that one. Ike,
yes.
You are totally right on Carson. He sucked Sunday. He did.
Yep.
But, you know, I really hope those people up there realize, you know, what kind of offensive line he was playing with. And, you know, they really don't have a first-round pick to do anything with this year, but I think they've got some decent cap space. So hopefully they can make some moves and, you know, we'll see next year, especially when we go up there. But, I mean.
Yeah, they got to have him for one more year at least. So they are with him at least one more year.
And the thing, I don't know, maybe I'm just a homer because, in my opinion, we've been over this before. We don't get to that Super Bowl without him. And there's so many people it's like there's just so much disdain and hate for him. And, I mean, did he leave the way anybody – no, nobody liked the way he left and how it was conducted, but –
Shouldn't we be happy now that he left, right? Like, shouldn't we actually be like, he did us a favor, we get a first-round draft pick, he's not playing great, Jalen Hurts actually looks pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, it's just all of that. We don't have a Super Bowl, and, yeah, we got a first-round and a third-round pick out of it. And, yeah, we've got a decent-looking quarterback right now. We don't know if he's the future, but, hey, he's worked out well thus far, and everybody's just holding such a grudge against him. And like I said, maybe it's just – I don't have that venom in me, but we don't have a Super Bowl without Carson Wentz. I mean,
yeah, Justin, you're right. If Nick Foles is your starting quarterback, you don't. What's your record after 13 weeks or whatever? You know, they're not the same team. I agree with you, man. It's we should be thankful for that year.
Yeah, I mean, it was a great 2-3 years, and that 2019 season, that was an awesome run that got, you know, unceremoniously killed by a dirty hit by Jadeveon Clowney, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean,
yeah.
I ain't saying they would have won it that year, but they could have won that game.
Well, you know what it is, Justin? It's almost as if people are mad that he's not still here.
Yeah.
Which is weird. Which is weird about it because you would think they're happy that he's gone, but it's almost as if they're mad that they wish he was still here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, they just wanted to be able to say, you're gone. We're trading you. We don't want you anymore, instead of the other way around, which is what it seems like it was. So, anyway.
Yeah, but anyway, like I said, that top 5 at 5 today was hilarious. I love that TK thing where Jack messed with him. I've got some pretty good stories where I've messed with guys I work with, but we ain't got time to get into all that. But anyway, guys, I've enjoyed the show today. Y'all keep doing your thing. I keep listening. Love you, man.
All right, Justin. Appreciate it. Angry Al. What's up, Angry Al?
Johnny Mark.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
What's up, Mike?
What's up, Al?
What's up, Melly? Watch out for that Kyle Quinn guy. You got to do your job.
Aren't you mad at Kyle Quinn?
Yeah, no, I'm not mad at it. I told Johnny I'm done with it.
Yeah, it's over.
Yeah. Hey, am I allowed to be Eagles fan for one game?
Ike, what do you think?
I mean, Al, I think you're an Eagles fan anyway. So yeah, I'm sure you don't like Tom Brady. Is that what it is?
I don't like Tom Brady, and if they beat Tom Brady, then Dallas has a better chance of getting a second game in Dallas.
No, you can't.
There it is. No. I didn't know that's what you were rooting for.
Yeah,
okay.
Well, you would have to win the first game to get a second game, Alan. That's not going to happen. So.
Okay, well, I know you think that's not going to happen, but I think it is, and so I need the Eagles to beat up on him. They got to touch him. Got to touch him. Got to make him uncomfortable. Washington football team beat him.
Good defensive line.
Yeah,
they did. Yeah, and they beat them. Well, oh yeah, you're right. They beat them this year. You're right.
This year, they got to get hands on them. They got to touch them, and they can't let that big slow footed Gronk get off. Because if he gets off, the crowd goes crazy down there, and then he's really crazy. So he gets all excited.
Yeah,
and he'll have a crazy game. He put up 100 and some yards last game.
He did.
Yeah, Tom was dialing it. Al would get a run, but thank you. Tom was dialing him up because it helped him reach $1 million incentive.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's a nice quarterback.
Nice quarterback.
Meanwhile, Antonio didn't get.
That's why Antonio was mad.
You're damn right.
Yeah.
Coming up next is Joe Giglio riding with the king. Download iParkit for the easiest parking in Center City. Use iParkit Express. For 20% off your first 5 uses when you sign up, the perfect parking option for flexible work hours, hotels, and dining. Download iParkit now for the best prices at the most convenient parking garages in Center City. Giglio with Howard. Giglio for the rest of the evening. We'll talk to you tomorrow. See ya. Hey, 40 days up to 40 pounds. Say it with me. 40 days up to 40 pounds with NJ Diet. It only takes 40 days. To lose 20 to 40 plus pounds. And since NJ Diet is a contractually guaranteed money-back program, you have absolutely nothing to worry about. NJ Diet uses bioenergetically personalized supplements based on your hair, saliva, and blood work that balances your hormones where the side effect is weight loss. Then NJ Diet uses DNA testing to create your ideal diet plan and workout regimen to help you keep it off. NJ Diet is all natural, no shots, no hormones, no prepackaged foods, and no surgery. And with offices close by in Princeton, Cherry Hill, King of Prussia, and now open in Newark, Delaware. Or from home, live online video consultation. Start your journey, your new journey, this new year, by calling them now at 855-5NJ-DIET. 855-5NJ-DIET, or go to the website. NJDiet.com. That's NJDiet.com. 40 days up to 40 pounds.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.